弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
今天我们在这里和大家一同分享是约翰一二三书的总结交通。
Tonight we want to do a little summary of the first, second, and third book of John.
约翰一二三书呢是使徒约翰他在主后九十年之后他写于以弗所，总共有七章圣经节。那但是呢，虽然不多。却在基督论、教会历史还有信徒生活方面他有独特的贡献。使徒约翰晚年时他居住在以弗所，他牧养该地一带的教会，他在十二使徒中是最后的一人。那在这里他是以长老的身份写这三封信，好像慈父一般的写给儿女的家书。
The first, second, and third books of John were written in Ephesus approximately 90 years after the Lord. There are seven chapters in total, but they have a unique contribution to Christology, church history, and believers' lives. The Apostle John lived in Ephesus in his latter years and shepherded the churches in the area. He was the last of the 12 apostles and wrote these three letters as an elder, just like a letter from a loving father to his children.
好，下面我们就一起来更多认识一下使徒约翰。
Now we want to talk more about the Apostle John.
使徒约翰呢，他是伯赛大人，他的父亲是西比泰，是个渔夫，母亲萨罗米是一位爱主的姐妹。那他的兄哥哥呢，是使徒中首先殉道的雅各。他早年是跟从施洗约翰，后来听见施洗约翰所看见所呼喊的看拿神的羔羊，后来他转跟从主，他曾被称为雷子，后来呢是被称作是爱的使徒，在三个最亲近主的门徒中，而他又是最明白主心意的一个，他独有主所爱的门徒这样的一个称号。在最后的晚餐，他曾靠在主的胸怀中，在主钉十字架的时候，他是唯一跟到十字架下的使徒。在那个时候，主曾把他肉身的母亲玛利亚交托他奉养。
The Apostle John was from Bethsaida. His father Zebedee was a fisherman. His mother Salome was a Lord-loving sister. His brother James was the first person martyred among the apostles. He followed John the Baptist in his early years.And then turned to follow the Lord. He was once called the Son of Thunder and later the Apostle of Love. Among the three disciples who are closest to the Lord, he is the one who understands the Lord's will most and has the unique title of the disciple whom the Lord loves. At the Last Supper, he had leaned against the Lord's chest. When the Lord was crucified, he was the only apostle who followed all the way to the cross.At that time, the Lord entrusted his biological mother, Mary, to him.
那我们下面呢，就一起来看一下使徒约翰他的著作。
Now we want to take a look at the writings of Apostle John.
使徒约翰他总共写了五卷书，列在新约圣经的里面，仅次于保罗。他的文笔自成一家，所用的词句含义非常的深奥，那特别注重生命经历方面的信息。在这五卷书可以分作三个类别，那第一个是福音书，就是约翰福音，它的重点讲到使人因信耶稣基督而得生命，所以它着重在于信。那第二类是书信，是约翰一二三书，就是我们今天所要做的总结，他的主要的信息讲到因人与神相交而得丰富的生命，那他强调一个点是讲到爱。那第三类是预言，就是启示录，他说到使人因盼望主再来而警醒预备，所以讲到一个强调的点就是望，盼望。
The Apostle John's works are listed in five volumes in the New Testament, second only to Paul. His writing style is unique, and the words and sentences he uses are profound, with special emphasis on life experience. These five books can be divided into three categories. First, the Gospels. So you see the Gospel of John. The Gospels of John makes people live by believing in Jesus Christ, which is faith. Second, you have the letters of John, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. The purpose of these letters is to encourage people to gain abundant life by walking with God, hence love. Third, you have prophecy, and you can find this in the book of Revelation. The purpose of this is to make people watchful and prepared because of the hope of the Lord's return. Thus, this is the theme of this is hope.
下面我们就一起来看约翰书信写作的背景。
Now we want to look at the background of the letters of John.
他写了约翰一书、二书、三书。当他在写这些书信的时候，基督的福音和教会已经传遍地中海的四周，但当时教会也遇到极大的考验。一面呢，基督徒受到罗马帝国极大的压迫和残害，那另外一面，教会中早一代的使徒同工圣徒，他们无论是殉道或者是离世，而新一代的信徒跟传道同工，他们要面对许多异端思想的兴起。那这些异端否认耶稣道成肉身和基督的职分，他们也否认耶稣基督是神的儿子。而我们知道这些错误的思想、异端的思想，后来慢慢的有的发展成了诺斯底主义，还有一些其他的。那这些影响呢，是一直到今日。在这个背景之下，使徒约翰他写了约翰的书信，他严厉的排斥、指出这些错误的教训，而且呢，他也给生活今天在现在这些神的儿女，我们这些能够得着宝贵的启示。
When the apostle first wrote 1st, 2nd, and 3rd letters of John, the gospel of Christ and the church had been preached all around the Mediterranean Sea, but they were experiencing great trials at that time. On one hand, Christians were greatly oppressed and tortured by the Roman emperor. On the other hand, the early generation of apostles, co-workers, and saints in the church were martyred or had already passed away. The new generation of believers and evangelists had to face the rise of many heretical ideas. Heretics denied the incarnation of Jesus, the ministry of Christ, and that Jesus is the Son of God. These ideas later developed into Gnosticism and have an influence even to this day. In this context, the Apostle John wrote John's epistle, which severely rejected false teachings and gave us valuable enlightenment in modern times.
那下面我们就先来看约翰一书。
So now we want to take a look at the book of 1 John.
约翰一书它的信息是讲到永远的生命。那它的主要的内容，那约翰呢，我们知道他写约翰福音的时候是论到神的儿子在世上的工作。那在书信，特别是一书呢，他论到神的儿子在信徒心中的工作。约翰福音是要叫人得着永生，那约翰一书呢，是要叫人知道自己有永生。神的儿子是世上的光，他是慈爱的主，他是生命的王，与他相交需要在这几个方面来进行。
The message of the book of 1 John is eternal life. Now looking at the theme, we see that the gospel of John, talks about the work of the Son in the world, whereas here the letter of 1 John talks about the work of the Son in the hearts of believers. The gospel of John is to let people have eternal life, and this book is to let people know that they have eternal life. The Son of God is the light of the world, the Lord of love, the King of life, and fellowship with him must be carried out in these areas.
那约翰一书它的要字好像是一个能够把一个门打开的钥匙，那这个几个要字就是很重要的字，讲到从起初，说到光，说到爱，说到信，说到义，说到生命。
So there are a few key words in this book. So some of those words are from the beginning, light, love, faith, righteousness, and life.
那它也有几个要节我们需要一起来认识的。
Then they also have, he also has a few key verses.
那第一个是约翰一书的第一章第一节和第二节。论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的，这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在且显现于我们那永远的生命传给你们。
1 John verse, chapter 1 verse 1 and 2, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard,which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared. We have seen it and testified to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and it has appeared to us.
永远的生命就是神的生命。那生命的交通就是神的生命进到我们里面，叫我们与神与主并与一切有神生命的人，我们能够彼此相交而合为一。
Eternal life is in fact God's life. The fellowship of the eternal life happens when God's life enters into ours, so we can have fellowship with God, the Lord, and those who have the life of God, and hence, in doing so, become one.
那第二个要节是在约翰一书五章二十节。我们也知道神的儿子已经来到，且将智慧赐给我们，使我们认识那位真实的。我们也在那位真实的里面，就是在他儿子耶稣基督里面。这是真神，也是永生。
1 John chapter 5 verse 20. We know also that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding, so that we may know him who is true. And we...are in him who is true, even in his son, Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life.
他讲到这是真神，是说到神的儿子耶稣基督。那他对我们信徒来说是永远的生命。
This is the true God, speaking of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. He that abides in us is eternal life.
下面我们一起来看看约翰一书它的分段。
Now we want to look at the different sections in the book of 1 John.
它主要分成四个大段。
There are four main sections.
那第一个大段讲到神就是光，说到人与神交通的原则，这是第一章第一节到第二章的第二十三节。
The first section is God is light.The principle of communication between man and God. And this section can be broken down from 1 John 1, verse 1 to 1 John chapter 2, verse 23.
约翰一书第一章第五节，神就是光，在他毫无黑暗。这是我们从主所听见又报给你们的信息。第七节他说，我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。
1 John 1:5 says, God is light and there is no darkness in him. This is the message we have heard from the Lord and report to you. Verse 7 continues, But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another.
创世纪第一章第四节告诉我们，光明和黑暗是神分开的。零后六章十四节告诉我们，亮和暗是没有交通的，我们只有在光明中可以与神相交。
Genesis 1:4 says God separated the light from the darkness. In 2 Corinthians 6:14, Paul writes that there is no fellowship between light and darkness. So when we walk in the light, we can have fellowship with God.
第二个大段讲到神就是义，那这边是重在讲到神儿女生活的原则。那这一段呢是第二章二十四节到第四章的第六节。
The second section is God is righteousness, and this talks about the principle of the life of God's children. And we break the section down from chapter 2 verse 24 to chapter 4, verse 6.
约翰一书二章二十九节，你们若知道他是公义的，就知道凡行公义之人都是他所生的。
1 John 2:29 says, If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone who does what is right has been born of him.
那这一节里面讲到若知道还有就知道，那若知道呢是指客观认识神是公义的，那就知道是主观确知而且在生活中行出来显出我们是神所生的。因为在三章十节他讲到说凡不行义的就不属神。
If objectively we know that God is righteous, then we will subjectively know to practice it accordingly as someone who is born of God. Because in chapter 3, verse 10, he writes, Anyone who does not do what is right is not a child of God.
好，第三个段落是讲到神就是爱，说到人彼此相交的原则。那这个段落呢，是从四章七节到四章第二十一节。
The third section is God is love, and this talks about the principle of mutual fellowship among men. We break the section down from chapter 4, verse 7 to chapter 4, verse 21.
约翰一书四章第七节和第八节，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。凡有爱心的都是由神而生，并且认识神。没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。
1 John 4:7 and 8. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love.
神自己就是爱，从神生的就得着这个生命，那这个生命呢，就是神他的自己。神生我们的时候，把这个爱，神圣的爱也生在我们的里面。我们原本是没有爱的，那今天有这一个爱是从神来的，所以从这个爱出发，我们就能够彼此相爱。
God himself is love. Those who were born of God have his life. When giving birth to us, God's love was also born in us. We originally did not have love, but now we have it from God. So now we can love one another.
第四个大段讲到神是生命，叫信的人呢，知道自己有永生。那这个大段是第五章的第一节到第五章的第二十一节。
The fourth section is God is life. This is about letting believers know that they have eternal life. We break this down from chapter 5, verse 1 to chapter 5, verse 21.
那约翰一书五章十二节告诉我们，人有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。
1 John 5:12 says, He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life.
生命是在基督的里面，并且呢，基督就是生命。所以基督和生命乃是一，是分不开的。所以我们要得着并且要享受永远的生命，必须你要接受耶稣基督。所以人绝对不可以，不可能拒绝耶稣基督而得着永远的生命。
Life is in Christ, and Christ is life. Therefore, Christ and life are one, inseparable. Whoever wants to receive and enjoy this eternal life, he must accept Jesus Christ. No one can reject Christ, but still receive this eternal life.
所以我们在这几个大段里面就知道说，神是光，神是义，神是爱，神是生命。我们必须在这些原则的里面呢，我们能够与神相交。我们下面就一起来交通约翰二书。
Now we want to look at the book of 2 John.
约翰二书的信息是基督的教训。那它的主旨，我们来看到 他所讲到圣徒交通是在爱与真理的根基上，必须要按着真理彼此相爱。基督就是爱，他就是真理。那基督的声量越增加，爱与真理就会越加强。那信徒之间呢，我们理应当彼此相爱，但绝不可将爱心推举于传异端的假教师，免得有份于邪恶的工作，导致本身的工作呢失去了赏赐。
So the message of this book is lessons from Christ. Looking at the theme, we see that this letter states that the fellowship of the saints is based on love and truth, and they must love each other according to the truth. Christ is love, and he is truth. The more Christ's stature increases, the more love and truth strengthen. Believers should love each other, but they must never extend their love to heretical false teachers, lest they become part of the evil work and cause their own work to lose rewards.
好，那我们下面看它的要字是讲到真理、爱还有命令。
The key words from this book are truth, love, and command.
然后我们看一下它的要节，在约翰二书第一和第二节，做长老的写信给蒙拣选的太太和他的儿女，就是我诚心所爱的，不但我爱，也是一切知道真理之人所爱的。爱你们是为真理的缘故，这真理存在我们里面，也必永远与我们同在。
Now we'll take a look at some of the key verses. 2 John verse 1 says, The elder, to the chosen lady and her children, whom I love in the truth, and not only I, but also all who know the truth. Because of the truth which lives in us and will be with us forever.
爱你们是为真理的缘故。那我们知道爱的真谛在哥林多前书第十三章讲到，特别说爱是不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。那这个真理呢，我们在约翰福音十四章第六节耶稣说，我就是真理。十六章十三节特别讲到真理的圣灵。约翰福音十七章十七节说到，你的道就是真理。这边让我们能够认识到底什么是真理。
I love you because of the truth. 1 Corinthians 13 says, Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. The truth is Jesus himself. For he said in John 14:6 that he is the truth. Also John 16:13 and 17:17 say, the spirit of the truth and your word is truth.
那第二个要节是第九节，凡越过基督的教训不常守着的就没有神，常守这教训的就有父又有子。
2 John verse 9, anyone who runs ahead and does not continue in the teaching of Christ does not have God. Whoever continues in the teaching has both the Father and the Son.
他讲到越过并不是完全拒绝，而是故意又加了一些，所以在有关信仰的解释上超越了本来的意思，叫人发生误解。那这个是非常严重的事情。那约翰一书二章二十三节讲到，凡不认子的就没有父，认子的连父也有了。
When he says running ahead, it's not that you are actually rejecting something completely, but you're actually adding to it. Making more than what faith is about is misleading others. 1 John 2:23, No one who denies the Son has the Father. Whoever acknowledges the Son has the Father also.
那我们下面一起来看一下约翰二书的分段。那第一段呢，是在真理与爱中来行事，这是第一节到第六节。
So now let's break it down into sections. The first section is acting in truth and love. And so this comprises of verse 1 through verse 6.
那约翰二书第三节，恩惠、怜悯、平安，从父神和他儿子耶稣基督，在真理和爱心上必常与我们同在。
Second John 3, says, "Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and from Jesus Christ, the Father's Son, will be with us in truth and love."
约翰二书和三书，他一开头都讲到说，在真理中相爱。只有在真理与爱中，我们可以享受恩惠、怜悯、平安等祝福。
John spoke about love in truth in both 2nd and 3rd John. For blessings such as grace, mercy, and peace can only be obtained in truth and love.
那第二个大段讲到不要有份于异端，这是第七节到第十三节。
The second section is about not being divided into heresy. And here we can see verse 7 to verse 13.
那二书第十节，若有人到你们那里，不是传这教训，不要接他到家里，也不要问他的安。十一节，因为问他安的，就在他的恶行上有份。
2 John 10 says, "If anyone comes to you and does not bring this teaching, do not take him into your house or welcome him. Anyone who welcomes him shares in his wicked work."
那接待客旅本来应该是一个爱心的表现。但是呢，对于传扬错误教训的人，就必须要断然的拒绝，因为违背真理的爱不是真爱。
Receiving travelers originally is an act of love. However, we should not welcome or receive those who bring false teachings among us, for love not according to truth is not true love.
好，下面我们一起来交通约翰三书。
Now we want to take a look at the book of 3rd John.
约翰三书的信息是说到教会的交通，那它的主旨呢，讲到我们看到约翰二书说到按真理拒绝接待那些传异端的假教师。约翰三书呢，则讲到要按真理接待为主名外出的弟兄。因为接待异端假教师就有份于他们的恶行，而接待主工人的与他们一同为真理做工。
So the message of this book is the fellowship of the church. 2 John talks about refusing to accept heresy and false teachers according to the truth. 3 John talks about accepting brothers who go out in the name of the Lord according to the truth. Because of the reception of heresy,and false teachers makes you a part of his evil deeds, the reception of the master's workers allows you to work with them for the truth.
下面我们看到他的要字说到真理、爱、接待还有见证。
Some of the key words in this book are truth, love, hospitality, and witness.
他的要节是第四节。我听见我的儿女们按真理而行，我的喜乐没有比这大的。
3 John verse 4 says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth.
按真理而行是将所领受的真理要活出来，不只是在口里讲，乃是心里所存的与所行的是能够相符的。
Walking in the truth is living out the truth we took in. It's not just lip service, but it's an act in a manner. It's to act in a manner according to truth in our hearts.
那下面我们一起来看它的分段。那第一个段是讲到接待做客旅的工人，这是第一节到第八节。
So now let's break it down into sections. The first section is about receiving traveling missionaries. And we can see this in verse 1 through verse 8.
约三第七节，因他们是为主的名出外，对于外邦人一无所取。第八节，所以我们应该接待这样的人，叫我们与他们一同为真理做工。
3 John verse 7 says, It was for the sake of the name that they went out, receiving no help from the pagans. We ought therefore to show hospitality to such men so that we may work together for the truth.
那接待受差派外出工作者，这边告诉我们说是与他们一同为真理做工。我们看到这种差派跟接待前线还有后援的认识， 对于天国的开展至为重要。在撒母耳记上30章24节讲到上阵的得多少，看守器具的也得多少。
When showing hospitality to God's workers, one partakes in their work for the truth. The understanding of the close relationship between being sent and receiving the sent, as well as the front line and the back line, is very crucial in expanding the kingdom of heaven. Just as what is said in 1 Samuel 30, verse 24, the share of a man who stayed with the supplies is to be the same as that of him who went down to the battle. All will share alike.
那第二个段落呢，是讲到不要效法恶，只要效法善。这是第九节到第十四节。
The second section is do not imitate evil, just imitate good. This is from verse 9 to 14.
约珊第十一节，亲爱的弟兄啊，不要效法恶，他指的是好为首的丢特飞，只要效法善，他指的是有好见证的迪米丢，行善的属乎神，行恶的未曾见过神。
3 John 11 says, Do not imitate what is evil, speaking of Diotrephes, who loved to be first, but what is good, speaking of Demetrius, who bore good testimony. Anyone who does what is good is from God. Anyone who does what is evil has not seen God.
神是一切善的源头，惯常行善的人证明他和神的关系良好，反之呢，惯常行恶的人证明他乃是握在那恶者的手下。
Every good and perfect gift is from God. He who practices goodness proves his relationship with God is good. On the contrary, he who practices evil shows that he is under the control of the evil one.
感谢主，这些日子让我们一起读完了约翰的书信。
Praise God that in this time we can finish reading the letters of John.
那我们知道圣灵引导约翰写这三封书信来提醒当日的信徒，其实也是提醒以后每一个时代的信徒，在信仰上要保持纯正，并且呢要活出并且见证神所赐那永远的生命。
The Holy Spirit guided John to write these three letters as reminders to believers of his time. They are also reminders to believers of all subsequent generations that we should keep our faith pure and live out as well as testify the eternal life of God.
感谢主，愿神赐福大家。
Praise God. May God bless everybody.